Hello, world. This is Bill Lawrence, live from radio station WGXC, 90.7 FM on your radio dial. This is Tuesday, November 18th, and my partner and I, Deb Kemica, and myself, Bill Lawrence, are happy to be with you again to play some music for about an hour here in the Hudson studio, and hopefully you'll enjoy the theme today. The theme today is, of course, Thanksgiving is going to be here in a few more days, and we thought, as a pair, that we would come up with some songs that sort of represented our take on life or maybe aspects of our life that we feel that maybe you should know about. And hopefully some of this will coincide with your own feelings about the way things go in your life. And, of course, Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful for family and friends. And, of course, I'm thankful and Deb's thankful for the fact that the radio station WGXC 90.7 FM has given us the hour to do this in. We do appreciate their graciousness in allowing us to be on the air for an hour. We know you're missing your local economist, but he'll be back next week on Tuesday, and you can listen to him then. In any case, we're going to start, Deb, with a little disclosure here. My name is Bill Lawrence. I'm a former teacher of chemistry and physics at the Carroll Durham High School. I am currently a Greene County legislator. I represent the town of Carroll. District number 8 of the of Greene County. There are 14 of us all together. I'm a Republican. I represent not my town in particular, but all of the county in general. And, of course, anything that you hear on this show is my opinion and my opinion alone, not even that of Deb's. I can't force her to think the way I do, so I'm going to let her speak for herself right now. Deb Kemica, how about you?
Good morning. So I've known Bill for quite a few years now, maybe 25, 30 years. We first met when he was a legislator, I think maybe only a few years, and I was a fledgling reporter for what was then known as the Mountain Eagle that covered Greene County. Currently, I'm working at the Carroll Public Library, which is actually had celebrated its 50th anniversary of existence. So it's been in three different sites, but the most recent one was the new facility built 2 years ago. But Thursday, there will be a celebration gala at the library for any of you who are interested in attending. It is open to one and all, starting at 6 o'clock.
And as all of us have come so far in the years behind us, the library has done the same. It's come quite a ways. It's a brand new building. It's got a very new atmosphere associated with the library of town of Carroll. If you can make it, please make it, because the 50 years of service has really accomplished quite a lot for the town of Carroll and for the library. In any case, Deb, our theme today is music that represents our life. I put this on Facebook, and I asked some of my friends to give me some music that might represent them or represent parts of their life as they've grown older. And now that I'm in the late fall of my years, I thought I'd start off with one that I like a lot. This particular song is for anybody who has lived life while they were making other plans. And I think that's what happens to most of us. Life sort of happens while we're making other plans to do the really important things. And when you get to take a look at the picture that you've painted with your life, sometimes it's not quite what you thought it was going to be. And the reason I like this song is because it sort of gives the impression that things have changed, but maybe for the better, maybe not. And you're always asking for advice as to how your life maybe should have been lived better. Or maybe somebody's given you advice that as you could have lived it better, and maybe you don't want to hear it. But this is a song. It's called Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma. This is by Melanie. So take a listen to this.
Look what they done to my song.
Okay, that was Melanie. Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma. It's one of my favorite songs. You don't find it on too many CDs anymore. I had to take it off an old record I had that I played and copied. But it sort of sums up some of the things that happened when you're living life and making other plans, right? And do you say that comes from where?
Yeah, that saying is John Lennon. And I know that because I've seen the poster in my, I believe it's my dentist's office. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
That's right. And that song sort of sums it up for me because you often get into a direction and sometimes you don't realize how far you've gone before you want to change and you've left behind a trail that people can follow. In any case, I put songs that represent your life on Facebook, and I got a couple of responses. One of them is from a friend of mine, a former student of mine, actually. It's Robert Fritz. He lives in the town of Carroll, and he put down a song that he particularly likes. It's called Amazing Grace. I'm sure you've all heard that. This one in particular is done by it's an instrumental and song done by Phil Driscoll. It's trumpet playing. I think you'll find that the trumpet playing is quite amazing. Amazing Grace, right? And in this particular case, the reason Robert likes this one is because he says it's by God's grace that he knows he'll be forgiven. And here we go with Amazing Grace. Okay, that was Amazing Grace, instrumental by Phil Driscoll, and a particular type of music that Robert Fritz likes to hear. It's something that is part of his life. So we're looking at music and how it may impact your life, or how it may bring back memories of past, of your past life. And Deb was just telling me we were talking about the impact of music on the way we think. And were you saying, Deb, that one of the articles you read?
Yeah, so apparently music actually can trigger physical changes in the brain and the way the brain is wired. So they measure magnetic fields admitted by musicians, and they studied them, and then they found out that these instrumentalists who practiced hours and hours and hours, I think it's something like 10,000 hours that, to get to the peak of where you should be with any musical instrument. And they found that their cerebral cortex in these people actually grew and enlarged. Anyway, it's the part of the brain that's most closely associated with higher brain function. Which is all kind of interesting when you think about the schools that are cutting out music programs when it's apparently physically been demonstrated that music has a powerful impact on brain development.
Yeah, I happen to think that, and that's why I think it sort of fits in with what we're doing today, how music has, how music can represent a part of your life. And if you hear a particular song or a melody or something, it takes you back to a time when you first heard that music. Maybe it when you first fell in love, or your first kiss, or your first date, or maybe Christmas time, or any of the holidays during the year, or maybe you were doing something special that the music had an impact. I know when I was younger, my wife and I used to go out a lot dancing, and the music of the 60s was our favorite. We used to dance to that all the time. I'm going to play a song she loves later on. But whenever she hears that song, it takes her back a few years. It makes her think she's a little bit younger, and we don't dance anymore. We may think we're younger, but our bodies don't think so. So in any case, the idea of music being part of your mental makeup is very, very true, I think. And I don't know, Deb, you have any particular songs that take you back a few years?
There's so many. I mean, I can hear a song and I'll know, I can pretty much remember what year it was. It was 1967, 1968, kind of what I was doing, where I was at, mentally and emotionally.
When I first heard the Beatles, it takes me back to when I was just a kid in high school, and the Beatles were a big phenomenon then, and of course their music was quite popular, and it sort of fit the emotions of a teenager at the time, and I still love their music, and find their music brings me back to when I was a youngster.
Well, apparently the Paul McCartney song, which of course he recorded initially with the Beatles, became popular, is one of the top three or four half dozen songs, most played songs, according to some musical historians.
Oh my gosh.
Yesterday.
I think anything with the Beatles, I will certainly sit down and listen to. I won't turn it off, that's for sure. Now, today's modern rap music, I might turn off, though. I don't really see any emotional connection to that music.
I think a lot of your connection to music is established when you're younger. So what you're listening to when you're developing, I think you sort of tend to veer towards that even as you get older. It's your comfort level and what you like and what you grew up learning about and listening to and dancing to, and kind of sticks with you. But it's good for us, though, I think, to listen to other types of music and expand our brains a little bit.
Yeah, you can't teach an old dog new music, I think that's
well, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't try to hear something else.
Okay, our next song has been given to me by Jackie Post Sanson. Jackie Post was also a former student of mine. She loves the song The Rain Song by Led Zeppelin. And she told me that when she hears this song, it reminds her of times which were slower and gives her a chance to reflect on those times. And she tells me now that she's in the fall of her years, so it's sort of more appropriate than ever. And here's The Rain Song by Led Zeppelin.
It is the springtime of my loving.
Okay, that was The Rain Song by Led Zeppelin, dedicated to Jackie Posanson, who uses it to slow down and reflect on her life. And that's something we should all do it from time to time. Thanksgiving's a great time to do it. Get the family over there, talk about them. I know when my family gets together, we talk about things that happened years and years ago. We still get a big laugh out of it. Most of it's about me. I don't like that too much, but they tend to get a kick out of it, which is okay with me because it's all kept in the family. I'm not going to repeat any of those stories here. All right, so Deb, you were talking about your father. He said he listened to our radio show and...
Yeah, he finally listened last month and apparently, as he put it, liked the show but not the music. And, you know, I maybe understandable given that it was largely Halloween and that kind of thing.
Dopey music and Halloween, yep.
Yeah, we'll say.
But, I mean, that's what we just said. I mean, we're not everybody's cup of tea and... it's a situation where the music, either you like it or you don't like it, and we can't please everybody, but we certainly are having fun ourselves, so we don't really care if you like it or not. We're going to go to our next, the next person I spoke to was Joe Izzo. Now, Joe Izzo, of course, he lives in Catskill. He's a former legislator, a former town supervisor, and he's currently the chairman of the planning board in Catskill, I believe. So I asked him what his, what music would represent him, and this is... to honor Joe Izzo. Take a listen.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Okay, that was I Am a Rock by Simon and Garfunkel. Now, Joe Izzo is a rock. He's a great friend, and believe me, that song does not really show Joe Izzo at his best because Joe Izzo is very passionate, very compassionate, and he is certainly one that tries to help people in any way he can. So, that song was just my way of bringing his name into the mix here because I saw him at the Veterans of Ceremony in Catskill last Saturday, and we were talking about the radio show. And he didn't give me a song, so I made up one for him. So there you go, Joe. All right, Joe.
Wait, wait. Yeah? You can't make up songs for other people.
That's the way I see his life, right? But no, I shouldn't be making up songs for people. But I'm going to play one for my wife. I made this one up for her, but I know she loves this song. And... even though she doesn't like me talking about her on the radio, I do know that this song is one of her favorites, and one that whenever she hears it, she likes to go dancing to it as well. Remember I talked about our dancing when we were in better physical shape. Not that we're all bent out of shape here.
Decrepit.
But
you're not quite.
Not quite. We're getting there, but we still like to move, and most of the time it's just moving from the couch to a chair, so... This is for my wife, and hopefully she'll like this song, and hopefully you will too. That was Celebration by Kool and the Gang, one of my wife's favorite songs. And whenever she hears that song, I'm sure it takes her back to when she was a lot younger. We were both a lot younger.
Maybe this is why she doesn't like you to mention her on the radio, because you say things like that.
I know, I make it myself.
Peg.
I'm just saying that we're young at heart, but we just have... I better just shut up, yeah. In any case... another song we like, one that we often relate to as our song, my wife and I, and I'm sure every married couple has a song that they think represents them, or the way they met, or the way they grew up together, or grew together. And this is, again, for Peg, my wife, and myself, this is one of our songs. ¶¶
imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy.
That was the So Happy Together by the Turtles. So my wife and myself, were it's our favorite song. And, of course, I hate the ending of that song. I don't know if you listen to it much or maybe if you ever listen to it. But it says, so happy together, how is the weather? That's the last thing I worry about when you're trying to be happy together with your wife or your husband. And the weather has little impact on
true.
That. But otherwise, the song sort of represents where we've come from and we've had a long journey together, and of course, we like every couple, we have our you know our spats about things, but we trust each other to the nth degree, and I can trust her to be my best representative, and she can trust me to do the same for her. And I hope all married couples have that kind of faith and each other, and maybe Thanksgiving time, again, you want to reinforce that with your spouse.
Well, obviously, with the rate of divorce, at least half of the couples that are currently married do not have that.
No, that's true. And I'm afraid that, especially when I was in teaching high school, a lot of young kids were in love and they wanted to get married right away. I tried to talk them out of it. I know maybe it didn't sound too cool to them, but getting married when you're young, you got to see the world a little bit. You got to live your own life for a while before you live it with somebody else. And you can't wait too long either, because sometimes you live alone by yourself too long, you can't get along with anybody else when you're married, when you get married later in life. But not always true. What do I know? In any case, let's go to my next song here. This is for my oldest granddaughter. My oldest granddaughter used to listen to this song whenever she went traveling with my wife. My wife had the tape. And she would play this, and my granddaughter would play it over and over and over again. She even played it at her wedding last August when she got married, because the song was, to her, so popular and, of course, so meaningful. So when I asked her what song would represent her life as she knows it, she said this song, and take a listen to this.
I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.
That was I'm Gonna Be, the man who walks 500 miles and maybe 500 more. This is for my granddaughter, who she loves that song. It was by the Proclaimers. I think they were a one-hit wonder. I'm not sure, but she loves that song. And again, grandchildren are very good in somebody's life, let me tell you, because you can spoil them rotten, hand them back to the parents. And that's what we try to do, my wife and I, although my oldest granddaughter, it's far from spoiled. She's got a pretty level head on her shoulder. Now, I have a second granddaughter, a little bit younger, and she's still in high school. She's a senior this year, and her song is it's one I picked out for her, sort of like the Joe Izzo situation. And I picked out a song which I think represents her, at least at this time of her life, because she's, unlike her older sister, she has a little bit more, she's both very smart, but she has a little bit more on the ball when it comes to what she wants to do in life. And let me just get this set up for you, and then we're going to play this one. This is my choice for a song for my youngest granddaughter.
And whatever comes our way, yeah.
Okay, that was Born to be Wild by AC/DC. Of course, my granddaughter's not wild by any sense of the word, but she certainly wants to grow up as quickly as she can. And I think that's true for a lot of kids in school, high school especially. They just want to get out there, get a job, make some money, get a new car, get married, have kids, and buy a house. In any case, we like to slow them down as parents and as grandparents. And unfortunately, they don't see us as being very intelligent sometimes, and I think it takes a few years of growing that they realize how much we really did know, and that's understandable. I did the same thing with my parents and grandparents, and I don't know, Deb, did you listen to your parents all the time?
No.
No. Okay, simple as that. All right.
I don't know. I was, not very wild when I was in school.
She is now, though, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm a wild woman.
She's a librarian, a wild librarian. In any case, what you were saying, Deb, you had a list of some of the most popular songs ever. What are they again?
So I had seen this article in Time magazine online. It was last spring, and apparently, and I don't know the scientific basis for this or what kind of research methodology they use, but according to Time online, the most played song in music history is something called It's a Small World After All, which I always thought was like a
Disney
theme
World.
Park ride song, but apparently it gets played elsewhere, but maybe just with the however many Disney parks are now. What, there's California, Florida, France, Japan.
Yeah.
So maybe just the amount of times that's played at the theme parks is what makes this song number one.
Do you think it represents somebody's life? It's a small world?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
But they estimate it's been played more than 50 million times.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a song that came out about 50 years ago with the 1964 World's Fair.
What else is on that list? I know the Lennon song, yes.
Yeah, the Yesterday, but beating out Yesterday is the Righteous Brothers' You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Yeah, that's a good song, too.
It's a great song.
I'm sure that represents somebody.
Yeah, and then also on this list at the top three or four is White Christmas, and particularly Bing Crosby.
Yeah, that's a good song. Of course, Christmas time, there are a lot of songs that are played over and over again. And I mean, some people never get tired of listening to them. I mean, I hear it in the stores. You hear it at home, you hear it on the radio, and you hear it on TV a lot. But Christmas songs can last a long time. Mm. Bing Crosby's White Christmas is certainly one of them. All right, we're going to go to my. There's a song I think represents my son. Now, my son has lived a very, very intense life. He was a Marine. He's an artist. He's an undertaker. He's done everything. He's been just about everywhere. He went around the world with President Clinton when he was president. He was he was on the helicopter security guard, and when President Clinton went to France to lay the rocks down in the soil, my son was there with him, and he's met the Pope. He's done quite a lot of stuff in his life, and that intensity I think is best shown by this song right here.
Colder then, my father was a soldier then, and times were very hard when I was young. When I was young, I smoked my first cigarette at 10, and for girls I had a bad yen, and I had quite a ball. When I was young, it was
my faith was so much stronger than I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older than when I was young. When I was young.
All right, that was When I Was Young by The Animals. And, of course, I say it represents my son. My son, he's a dynamo when he was younger. He's getting older now. He's like in his 40s now. And, of course, he slowed down a little bit. Calls us up, and we talk about things that he would never talk about before because his life has changed a little bit. But when he was younger, you couldn't keep up with him. And his mom and dad were always wondering what he was up to next. And he's turned out to be a good kid. Well, kid in my mind, but a grown man now. And the song just sort of makes me think of him whenever I hear it, although he doesn't smoke cigarettes. All right, we're going to go on to one more song here. This is for a friend of Deb's, Dean Lavin, right? And Dean is she's president of your board, right, Deb?
Yeah, Dean's the president of the Carroll Library Board of Trustees, and we were speaking about music, and he said he chose this particular song because he said it reminded him of a time when he was in love.
And don't we all fall in love? So this is for Dean Lavin, and maybe you will think of those times now. Okay, that was Hourglass by Michael Franks, and that's dedicated to Dean Lavin. Hope he falls in love, okay? We're going to close out our show with one more song. We do want to wish you, everybody out there who's listening, a very happy Thanksgiving. We hope you get together with family and friends and enjoy your day of reflection and think about some of the stuff that you've done in your past, what music you like, and maybe you can play it this Thanksgiving at your dinner feast. And with that, we're going to go out on one song known as, or by Bon Jovi. It's called Hallelujah.
She cut your hair from your lips. She drew.